Yet the lower classes got at least a little bit of respect. When Ivan the Terrible formed Russia's first standing army, the Streltsy, in the 1550s, they were recruited from the lower classes because the lower classes were considered more loyal. And for all that, the peasants actually preferred to be ruled by an autocratic monarch. 4. Holy Russia. This was the high point of the Orthodox Church's influence on Russia. First, Orthodoxy was the religious faith of almost all Russians, the Muslims of the conquered Kazan and Astrakhan Khanates being the one exception. As the masses of peasants embraced Orthodoxy, Orthodoxy became Russian to meet their unique spiritual needs. We'll explain the consequences in the next lecture. Second, Orthodoxy was a unifying force in Russian political life. When Russia seemed doomed to crumble under the Swedish and Polish invasions, the call for resistance came out from the St. Sergius Trinity Monastery. Miraculously, the union of peasants, nobles, and Orthodox Church drove the invaders out, proving the existence of a unique Russian national identity. But was Russia truly the Third Rome, destined to bring peace and Orthodox Christianity to the world? We'll find out.